Yeah, been excited for a couple of days now. Yeah, it's the best time of year for sure. It's definitely something that I know the team's looking forward to. Definitely something I'm looking forward to. You play all season, all 16, for this, you know, for this opportunity, and we're grateful for the opportunity, and hopefully we can go out there and perform well.
As good as this team is at stopping the run, how important is it for you to keep that run going, keep plugging at it so you don't become one-dimensional?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're going against a tough front like we're with Baltimore, being able to establish some type of run game, being able to establish something on the ground is huge. They're good defense. Great defense. They come at you a lot of different ways, but the strongest point I think we feel is, you know, the front and how disruptive they have been all season.
How important is the play action to keep them off balance? Like you guys kind of selling it, it's maybe a little bit more than in other games.
Yeah, well, you know, the play action is always important for any offense, but in order for the play action to be successful, you have to be able to establish some type of a run, some type of a threat on the ground in order for them to respect the play action. When we get the run game going, you know, we can use the play action pretty well.
Most teams come in here and I don't think they even feel they can beat the Patriots at home, certainly not in the playoffs. The Ravens have done that, and there's a feeling of not being scared to come in here. Do you guys realize how much of a difference that makes when a team comes in here believing, and how much tougher is that on you guys?
I think each week that, regardless of the game, whether it's here or away, we focus on ourselves, and we do what we have to do regardless of the opponent. We don't really pay attention to much of this stuff out that goes on outside of this stadium and outside of our locker room. We're very tight-knit. And on Sundays and Saturdays, for this matter, it's going to be more about us, less about who we play. It's going to be about us and how we execute.
Shane, when you watch them on tape, when it comes to blitz pickup or pass protection, is it a defense that poses some problems? Will they do some differently? If they overload on one side, come from the other side?
Right. Yeah, they show all that. They have a lot of different things that they do rush-wise, which is going to be tricky for us, which is something that we're definitely going to have to pay attention to and stay alert for. And that's why they're good defense. That's why, you know, they have so many sacks. That's why they have so many negative plays. They do a good job of confusing the offense, confusing the O-line, and we're going to have to really be aware and alert on our P's and Q's.
What kind of a challenge is it to hold on to the ball when it's this cold? I mean, we hear stories about the ball getting slippery, hard as a rock.
Yeah.
What's the challenge as a running back?
You know, it does get hard. It gets slippery, but that's why you practice in it. You know, it's never an excuse. When it rains, it's hard to hold on to the ball as well, but that doesn't mean you can go out and fumble. It adds a little difficulty, but it's nothing too bad, and concentration and effort should take care of it.
So you're happy that Bill is making you go outside today?
Happy is not the word that I would use, but we're going to do it. We're going to get it done, and it's going to make us better.
How tough is it in a game when it's blisteringly cold? Is it something that's you're thinking about it, or are you so in the moment that you don't even feel?
Yeah, a little bit of both. In a game, it doesn't really bother you as much as you would think because, you know, you're so focused on the game. But when that wind comes out of that tunnel, it's kind of hard to ignore. But, you know, it's part of it. You know, you're not going to just, you know, not play well just because of the cold. You know, you just got to go out there and get through it and play as well as you can.
What kind of relationship do you have, if at all, with Forsett? And also, Cal, the way it grooms and teaches running backs, is there a commonality with the things they ask of you guys there in that program, at least with Jeff Tedford?
Yeah, me and Justin have been pretty close friends since I got to Cal. He was a senior when I was a freshman. I learned a lot from him. I mean, that was the first running back I think I looked up to in the college game. We've continued our relationship through there, and it's been cool. It's been fun. I think the thing that we take out of just playing at Cal is just, you know, we were taught well, and we learned from a very young age how to play the game, how to play the game right, and fundamentally how to be sound. And I think we've just been able to take that to the NFL.
Have you been in contact with them at all this week, or is there no contact rule during the playoffs?
No, I have not talked to him this week. There's no rule against that. I just haven't talked to my running back coach, though. He talks to all of us each week. And so, you know, communication through there, but nothing major.
He's had a rough go of it in the NFL. Are you just happy to see him have this great success this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for any of my teammates, any of my friends, you know, that are in the league. Very happy for him. He deserves it. He's a hard worker. He's a good runner. And I mean, he showed it all season long.
How much does practicing Vince and Silver help you prepare for Polo Yada and Brandon Williams?
Yeah. Just practicing against our defense in general is good for our offense. I mean, you look around, we got studs all over the place, and that's great for us. And, we, you know, we get to work against, you know, a good defense each and every day that we go out to practice.
Have you seen two big bodies like that in the middle of the defense this
year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've gone against a lot of tough D-lines, big D-lines, you know, no exception this week. You know, they're just as big and tenacious and you know, and stop the run very well. We're going to have to play well against them.
Anybody that embraces the cold weather, you know, the challenge and then the willpower?
Yeah. Being from California, it's a little different. But I would say that I've embraced it now in year four. I've learned to play with it, to deal with it, and it definitely it's definitely not on my mind as much as it was a couple years ago.
The playoffs are obviously so different from the regular season. Does anything during the week in terms of preparation change?
Focus. I think as a team, you have to have more focus in this time. Everything is so much more crucial. You either do it now or you wait till next year to do it. And I think that's the best part about the playoffs. It adds so much more to the game and so much more intensity and so much more focus. And you're going to get every team's best shot, and that's what you want.
You saw a couple guys wearing those do your job hats. Does that take on, obviously, an added importance and urgency this week?
Absolutely. We've been hearing it ad nauseum for a long time. And it's ingrained in us now. It's definitely something that when we do our job, we do play well. And hopefully we're able to do that on Saturday and here on out.
All good.
Cool. Thank you.
Appreciate it.